The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser. The Blaze Radio Network.
You know, listen, us Muslims are not going to be able to reform a darn thing if we're constantly being marginalized, those of us who believe in reform, those of us who want to take on the Islamists, by Islamists that are given platforms by the UN, by thuggish presidents that come to New York and on our soil. No one wants to report about the fact that Nihad Awad is meeting with tyrants and then claims that he's trying to weaken them. Claims, as they did 4 or 5 years ago when they flew to Tehran and all of a sudden tried to release an American hostage. I believe they may have even come back with one. I don't recall the details, but the bottom line is as I said back then, before I ever had a podcast, but I'll tell you now, please, how is it that an American Muslim, so-called American, I really think they're seditious, CARE and other Islamist groups, but how does a so-called American Muslim organization connect with the apparatus that is Tehran? You just sort of call, well, there's no embassy. You just sort of call Tehran and you say, oh, I'd like a meeting with Rouhani. How does that happen? I mean, if you tied me down and tortured me, I would not know how to get a meeting with anyone in the Iranian government. Not only because I'm constantly voicing my opinion about them, but and I would be concerned about my safety with them. But at the end of the day, these are not normal players. There's an underground of communication that I would think that CARE offices would be tied to in order to communicate. Or did they just go knock on their, you know, they have an Iranian American on their payroll whose cousin, whose uncles work in Iran and works closely with them. Now, Awad has pretended to have little fits of anger against the Iranian regime as he played up his fealty to the anti-Assad portion of the CARE constituents that he has. So in 2016 and 2015, he ultimately lambasted them, as John Rosamondo points out, blaming Iran for the Syrian bloodshed, denouncing Iran for promoting sectarianism, etc. But he still is able to meet with them. You still Google Rouhani and Awad, then you won't find him writing much negative about him. The Palestinian Hamas wing, you'll find, was very close to Assad for decades. The head of Hamas had his headquarters in Damascus under Hafez and then under Bashar Assad up until the beginning of the revolution in 2011. And even that, they didn't leave until about a year into the revolution, when the Islamists started to see the opening for them to begin to dominate the revolution. And still Hamas works closely with Iran, receives funds, receives sympathy, receives cooperation. So CARE's fealty, Nihad Awad, all of the other players of the Council on American Islamic Relations are part of the apparatus. Turkish government has its own Turkish apparatus. It's built the largest mosque in America, in which it makes no qualms of the fact that it is an outpost of the religious branch, the religious evangelical movement to spread and hegemonize the new caliphate or the old Ottoman caliphate under Erdogan. Baltimore Mosque goes by the name the Diyanet, which is the name for the religious institution of governments, of government, of the network of mosques that are owned and operated by the Turkish government. So now, ladies and gentlemen, the largest mosque in America is 10 million plus Turkish money. What are they getting in return for that? What do they get in return for the fealty on bended knee that Nihad Awad shows, in which he says, oh no, it's not about photo ops, and why the hell did you tweet about it? It's not about connections. Sure it isn't. As John points out in IPT, he says, Turkey's finance minister, Barat Albayrak, joined Erdogan at a speech he gave last week, and supporters of the Turkish news website Haberler reported from hacked emails that showed that they were giving regular updates about their work and were interviewed by the FBI on suspicion that they were engaged in political espionage on behalf of Erdogan. One such email from the TASC co-chairman, Turkish-American National Steering Committee, Ibrahim Uyar, to Albayrak, the finance minister of Erdogan, described a July 2016 White House rally against the Turkish coup attempt that he organized. Awad and other American Islamist leaders participated in that rally, which was also sponsored by TASC. So they're keeping them updated. They're keeping the higher-ups and basically the cabinet equal to the secretary of their treasury, the finance minister, keeping them updated on the status of rallies, etc. So that shows you the importance of the United States' impact of little. I mean, what influence anyway do some of these Turkish Americans have on American policy? Maybe tiny, but it's there. It's palpable. It's enough that Erdogan's worried about it and paying for it, and yet nobody's talking about it. So if you're worried about the presence of no Muslim reformer would ever be caught dead helping Erdogan's Islamist regime or Khomeinist Islamist regime or Hamas or the Muslim Brotherhood or Shirazis or any cleric that has talked about instituting Islamic governance, Islamic state, and Sharia, would not be something that Muslim secular liberal Democrats would be promoting. And when you look at your own national security here in America or in the West, Muslims might only be 4 million, but foreign Islamist governments are investing in them, communicating with them, and having open meetings with them that they're not afraid to have because it impacts policy. And it empowers American Muslims. As I told you last week, until our country has an offense in which we empower the Muslim antagonists to those traitors, to those seditious Muslims that are working with foreign caliphists that believe in establishing a caliphate to defeat the EU, to defeat America, and to defeat the West. Until we start empowering Muslims that are on our side, these few Islamists are going to make huge impact. Huge. Because the West, even if you paid attention to what was actually happening with these Turkish groups, with the Syrian Islamist Brotherhood that's impacting the help of the rebels that gave it to the wrong rebels, even if you paid attention to that, without an offense of Muslims who are on your side for secular Western liberal values, for universal human rights, we will never win this. You'll continue the whack-a-mole program. So when Erdogan says American Muslims have an interest in the nearing elections, which is positive news, he's echoing the words of the left. When we come back, I want to talk to you about Iran. What did Rouhani's state propaganda say about President Trump's speech to the UN? Why did it say it? It's echoing the words of the left in America about President Trump, about this country, about our ideas and what we stand for. And it's using extreme rhetoric, calling what we do economic terrorism against Iran, against Turkey, because it is hurting them where it counts as the rial circles the drain. And because we're having an impact and they are writhing in the regime in Tehran, and the left here is helping them.
Breaching the fault lines of today. This is Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.